Exercise 4. Today, most of us believe that artistic creativity is spontaneous, not overly planned or organized, and that artists reject tradition and convention. We like to think of our artists as strong individualists, working in isolation, not influenced by the prevailing ideas taught in art schools or by stuffy, white-haired museum curators. But like so much about our contemporary creativity myths, this idea only emerged in the 19th century. In the second half of the 20th century, the idea that the artist is a person who rejects convention took an even stronger hold on the popular consciousness. Ironically, at the same time, artists were entering art schools in increasingly large numbers to be trained in the conventions of the art world. In the United States today, a greater proportion of artists have the MFA degree than at any other time in history. Yet few of us are aware of the growing influence of formal schooling in fine art. In general, when the facts clash with our creativity myths, the facts are ignored.